Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh my gosh, there's so much good stuff today. Sue, Phil Holloway is going to join us here in a moment. But you know, there are two jail escapees still at large in this manhunt in New Orleans. And one of the dude goes on Instagram and says a bunch of stuff. So Antoine Massey is the guy that has gone on Instagram. Have you heard this audio yet?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so he's making some claims here.
Asking for help from the world, from Meek Mills, Lil Wayne, Youngboy, Donald Trump. I'm asking for these people. I couldn't even get a lawyer. I couldn't even afford a lawyer to prove my innocence while I was in Orleans Parish Jail.
Yeah, so he's making some claims about what happened with this maintenance worker, Sterling Williams, who was arrested last week. And he's the guy that was involved in the mistake. And this guy is also accused of threatening to stab Williams, and he sort of addresses that.
The guy who said that I threatened him with a shank, the maintenance guy, how could I threaten you with a shank? You can't come around me. You're a maintenance. You cannot come on the tills without a deputy being behind you.
All right, well, he may have something there. And then one more thing here.
He said that I broke out. I didn't break out. I was let out.
Again, a little truth to that. Phil Holloway with us, Fox News contributor. Phil, how are you this afternoon?
Man, I'm doing great. Always great to be with you. And it seems like we always have these just crazy criminal justice stories every time we talk. And this one really is something else. I tell you, that guy says a lot, right?
Yeah.
In that video that he posted out there, some of it actually I might agree with, specifically like he talks about, you know, the feds need to come in and investigate this jail. He's not wrong about that.
No.
They can do like they recently did in Rikers Island. They've done it here in the Atlanta area in Fulton County, which is where I am. You know, there's a lot of jails around the country, quite frankly, that are just civil rights abuse factories. But that doesn't mean that you get to just walk out the door. Even if somebody does let you out and you know you're not supposed to be out, guess what? You just confessed to the crime of escape. And so he's leaving this digital trail behind him, and he will be caught eventually.
You know, what's interesting is, like, in most of these situations, you'd say, look, this guy, it was serious charges, right? He was convicted of second-degree murder for a shooting on Mardi Gras in 2018. He has, you know, domestic abuse charges, et cetera. But when I heard what he said, I'm not trying to go, you know, and be sympathetic on him, but some of what he said actually, to your point, kind of made sense and should be followed up on. Now, two things can be true at the same time. He escaped. All right, let's just be honest here. But he kind of was let out too, right?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, if there's one thing we can agree on, I think maybe the three of us, me, you, and that guy can agree on, is that the Orleans Parish sheriff is frankly just incompetent, because, you know, she failed to do even a basic crime scene investigation at this dysfunctional jail. And the DA had to come in, I think, a week or a week and a half later and try to do one after, of course, the crime scene had been completely contaminated. And so this is the same sheriff that's running this jail. And how many jail employees now have been charged as accessories to this? I've lost count, quite frankly. But many things can be true, but he can be guilty of escape. It can be true that he was let out by some incompetent or basically a criminal jail employee, or he could be lying. You just don't know. But the bottom line is he's supposed to be in jail. He knows he's supposed to be in jail. And guess what? He's not in jail. So he's guilty of escape. We know that.
I mean, that's pretty bold to be an escapee and everyone in the country's out on the lookout for you. And then you put that up on Instagram. That takes, you know what, that takes cojones, Phil Holloway, doesn't it?
He's not where he is in life because he's the smartest egg in the basket. Okay. So look, you just got to take it for what it's worth.
You also have to wonder, you know, look, we've had situations here with progressives. We just booted out our mayor a couple months ago, Tashara Jones, thankfully. And I know that you know who Kim Gardner was, our prosecutor, who got booted out a couple years ago. And then we had Cori Bush. You know, Cori Bush, they did this thing where it was black girl magic when they were all elected at the same time. And I'm not even kidding you. The first thing they did that weekend was they go to the St. Louis Workhouse, the jail downtown. So we have people who are taxpayers who are victims of crime that never, under any of those three that I just mentioned, got much attention at all. And a lot of people got off the hook when Kim Gardner was in that office. So they went to be empathetic toward the prisoners. Now, I think we could probably agree that some jail conditions around the country might not be where they are. And I think we're learning a lot from this. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of thought sometimes from these progressives on the actual victims of crime. It's always the criminals, Phil. It's always the criminals.
It's fashionable, Mark. See, that's the thing. It's fashionable. It's trendy. It's the wokey thing to do. But what they just don't understand, or they fail to realize, or maybe they're just too dumb to get it, that the ones that they are catering to, the criminal element, they're not the ones that are going to be putting them into office. It's going to be the people who are concerned about crime in the community. It's the people who are concerned that, you know, their lives and their property are at risk from these criminals who seem to be running amok with no interest in stopping them because of these types of prosecutors. You know, this is part of the whole problem with modern or today's Democrat Party. They can't seem to see the forest for the trees right in front of them. And that tree, of course, is the, you know, this woke ideology. And this is what's going to be bogging them down for could be many, many, many election seasons to come if they can't figure it out.
I do feel like we're moving past some of that, because even here in St. Louis, you know, with booting out the mayor. Now, we had a snowstorm and it was, you know, really, really bad over the winter and people couldn't get out of their streets. So there was a culmination of things with our mayor that led to her, you know, eventual departure from City Hall. But I do think, and this is interesting, just the time that we're in right now. If you go back a month ago, all right, there was a lot of hyperventilating out there in the legacy media about the father of the year from Maryland and all this stuff. And now you kind of look at what's going on. Inflation's kept in check. And, you know, we have other positive things going on. And then maybe the media understands that gangbangers should be booted out of the country and their narrative didn't last. So I do have a little bit of hope that, you know, the actuality of where people's minds are in this country, because a lot of people are just common sense, that we're making progress. But don't tell Tim Walz that, because he's still a clown.
I mean, I don't know where you want me to start with that. We could talk about that guy all day. But, you know, we see these, you know, we see senators going down to, you know, hold hands and sing kumbaya with terrorists after they get deported. It's just that the left just always finds themselves on the wrong side of these issues. It just blows my mind.
What do you know about this guy? And I've only seen limited coverage of this, and I know Fox was covering a little bit. The guy that they're calling the Devil of the Ozarks down in Arkansas.
Yep.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, you know, he's got a little law enforcement experience, and, you know, I don't know how much that's really helping him because, look, I've got law enforcement experience, but I don't know that I'm going to be well-suited to go to ground and live in the wilderness. I'm not like a wilderness survival expert. And, you know, I guess to some degree, maybe he does know a little bit about police tactics, but it's a little bit bewildering that he's not been caught yet. I know that he will be caught, just like they seemingly almost always are. It's just a matter of time. But there's a lot of folks in the media that give him, a little too much credit for being, you know, a former sheriff. Just because you maybe once wore a badge doesn't necessarily mean that you're, you know, a wilderness survival expert and that you can survive on the run without, you know, resources, without money, without access to your network of support. Indefinitely, because at some point he's going to have to come up for air, and that's when he's going to get caught.
So I retweeted something from your Twitter feed, Phil Holloway, earlier today, where Elon Musk, and you brought it to my attention because I missed the original tweet by Elon. He says, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous Portfield congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." That he's not being shy. I mean, he stood shoulder to shoulder with the president the other day when he said his farewells in the Oval Office. But that's pretty hardcore from Elon Musk right now.
It is. And then right now, the homepage for FoxNews.com, it's got Musk calls spending bill disgusting abomination, even as the White House defends it. And so I think, though, I mean, Musk is not wrong that this does increase the deficit, and it's not what a lot of people thought they were getting when they were supporting this bill. But Stephen Miller, if you pay attention to what he has said and others, he kind of points out that because this is reconciliation versus a regular type bill, there are limits on what they can cut and that they need to go in later and make those cuts. Now, if you could trust them to do that, then that plan might work. So, you know, I do see both sides of this, but it is fascinating that finally someone with the platform that Musk has is really holding, I think at this point, the Senate's feet to the fire. I think they could cut a lot more from this. I think they could do a better bill, but I still also think that there are limits to what they can do through reconciliation.
So we talked earlier about two things being true at the same time, and I would actually say that this is true here. I just had in this previous segment a guy by the name of Joe Nocera, who is over at the Free Press, and he wrote a piece that caught my attention about 10 days ago that was called Why Doge Failed. And the point that he made, and he kind of did a little backstory here that goes back to 1981 when you had a kind of an examination. Charlie Peters is the guy that he was talking about, who's the editor of the Washington Monthly. He served as John F. Kennedy's West Virginia campaign manager, and then he arrived in Washington to join the Peace Corps, brand new organization. And his title was Director of Evaluation. The job was to look at the Peace Corps at location, spend some time, and find out what was working and what wasn't. That sounds a little familiar with Elon. So his point, and the audience just kind of heard him tell this story a few minutes ago, is, you know, Elon Musk didn't understand how government works. This is what's frustrating. I know why they're passing this bill. Everyone's taxes are going to go up. I've been preaching on the radio for 3 decades about the, you know, the entitlements and the spending, the out of control. If you look at 1981 versus where we are right now, it is absolutely stunning. $569 billion budget in 1980, $6.8 trillion last year. So I give the Senate and the House and the leadership and, you know, even Jason Smith, who's the House Ways and Means Chair, I give them a little grace because you just can't snap your finger. I know they tried to do it on USAID. This is tough. And, you know, all these people are entrenched. They call it the swamp for a reason, don't they, Phil?
Yeah, well, it is. And this bill, it could be improved on there. I think you could get it to a point where it sort of raises the deficit less than it does now, which is a terrible way of looking at things. But I don't know that we can trust these people.
And no.
I'm talking about all people in Congress, right? Because they all have their own constituencies and their own kingdoms, and then they sit atop their own little kingdom, and they've got to try to bring home the bacon for that kingdom, every one of them. And so this is just baked into the pie that is Washington. It's just sort of how it works, and that's what's so frustrating. And ironically, that's, I think, part of what at least swept Donald Trump back into the White House, is this. A lot of people are just tired of business as usual. And then guess what? Even with Elon Musk and all those folks, we're getting business as usual. And it's very frustrating. I can certainly see it.
I'm going to ask the audience. We do a little thing here called Telephone Tuesday. I don't very much take calls that often, but we do on Tuesday afternoons. And one of the questions is going to be, you know, did Doge fail? And obviously, if you're judging by what Elon said today, maybe you would think so. But I do think it's more complicated than that. And I think the ultimate judgment will be, and I'm with you, I don't trust them, will be when and if they do something more about it. But here's what I keep preaching, and they're not going to do anything about this. You cannot touch these numbers unless you address Social Security and Medicare. And nobody, well, Trump's already ruled it out, right? He's not going to touch it. Nobody has the intestinal fortitude to be honest with the American people because they're too worried about their own asses.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, well, yeah, I will vote this way only if it doesn't hurt me politically. That's how they all operate. And like I say, if they're not seen as being able to bring the bacon back home to their district, this particular spending project or that spending project, you know, and that's what gets them reelected. They can tell their people in their congressional district, look, I brought federal money here. We use taxpayers' money from Arkansas to fund this project over here in Savannah, Georgia, or whatever the case may be. And so it's really all about how much money Congress members can bring back to their district.
Yep.
And as long as that's the way it operates, we're going to keep getting business as usual.
Phil Holloway, awesome to hook up with you again. It's been a little bit too long, but I'm glad to have you back. Thank you so much, Phil.
Always happy to be with you guys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.